Words of Sri Aurobindo. In this world, one starts with ignorance and imperfection in whatever one does. One has to find out one's mistakes and to learn. One has to commit errors and find out by correcting them the right way to do things. Nobody in this world has ever escaped from this law. So what one has to expect from others is not compliments all the time, but praise of what is right or well done, and criticism of errors and mistakes. The more one can bear criticism and see one's mistakes, the more likely one is to arrive at the fullness of one's capacity. Especially when one is very young, before the age of maturity, one cannot easily do perfect work. As for comparison with others, one ought not to do that. Each one has his own lesson to learn, his own work to do, and he must concern himself with that, not with the superior or inferior progress of others in comparison with himself. If he is behind today, he can be in full capacity hereafter, and it is for that future perfection of his powers that he must labor. Learn to welcome criticism and the pointing out of imperfections. The more you do so, the more rapidly you will advance. Most men are like animals driven by the forces of nature. Whatever desires come, they fulfill them. Whatever emotions come, they allow them to play. Whatever physical wants they have, they try to satisfy. But man has also a mind, and as he develops, he learns to control his vital and physical nature by his reason and by his will. This control is very partial, for the reason is often deluded by vital desires and the ignorance of the physical, and it puts itself on their side and tries to justify by its ideas, reasonings or arguments their mistakes and wrong movements. Even if the reason keeps free and tells the vital or the body, do not do this, yet the vital and the body often follow their own movement in spite of the prohibition. Man's mental will is not strong enough to compel them. Not only the vital and the body, but the mind also has to learn the divine truth and obey the divine rule.